Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we had some interesting guests, didn't we?
We did, yeah. It
was the World Pie Eating Championships.
We always love that.
Yeah, we went up to Wigan to find out what went on. It was quite controversial this year.
People ate pies, I think. Well,
they did eat pies, but they ate different kind of pies, and that is key.
Oh, it's very technical.
Martin Longstaff joined us. He is the man that has sung and written. He wrote the theme tune, sung the theme tune to Sunderland Till I Die.
Very nice.
Which is, it was lovely.
Yeah,
and he's a really lovely fella. So we had a good chat with him. This is the Netflix documentary. So that plus us just burking about as we often do.
Yeah.
And here it all is. Good afternoon, Andy. And I think just a plea. And just really, if you can have a good Christmas, my fellow Spurs fans, we've all got to relax. Because we are going to have to get used to the next 6 months of... Because every time Manchester United win a game comfortably, it'll be Maurizio who? So you're going to have to get used to him being sort of dissed like that.
Yeah.
Cause in the end, you're going to be very protective of the manager if they're going to go. But every time they lose, they say, but of course, he is only keeping the seat warm. So we've got 6-7 months of this. So you can't get into a frenzy. You're going to have to relax. Because ultimately, what anybody writes or anybody says will not make... an iota of difference to what the man does and whether he stays or goes, in my eyes, I think.
Yeah. I think somebody else who may be looking for a new job is Claude Puel after last night. I mean, I'm not saying this after the event. I wrote it as soon as I saw the team. I said, what are you doing? You've got Chelsea on the weekend. That's not even a 50-50. You know, Chelsea would be favourites to win that. You're not going down. You're not going to finish in the top four. This is a great opportunity. Why would you not play your best team from the start?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have a chat about this later on in a bit more detail.
But on the other side of it, I was pleased that Lee Mason was refereeing the game. It meant he won't be doing Chelsea Bournemouth tonight.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing. Actually, to be fair to Lee, he had a good game and he got the penalty call on Choudhury, who played very well. He got that right. He just got a toe on the ball. It was good decision. And then I was reminiscing, I was sort of texting Jairo. We often chat during City games. And I was reminiscing with him about ESPN Classic. Because he's going to come in, I didn't tell you, he's going to come in on...
And he did tell me he's hoping to come in Christmas Eve to his Christmas joke.
Yeah, he's coming in to tell us the Christmas joke. So I said, it's great for me because I can never remember it.
That's
it's like a new joke every year.
Yeah, of course.
So I said,
you laugh at the punchline. You're a dream, aren't you?
I am.
Most comedians.
I am. And then ESPN Classic, as we always say, you know, was like live sport for me. I can never remember what happened.
Yeah.
So it's a marvellous... And it's a marvellous archive and it's disappeared. And I was thinking, I think I know why it's disappeared. Because I reckon the commentary now, in this age of, you know, new age of consideration for people's feelings, which is a fair thing.
Yeah.
You know, things like, I can hardly see David Hughes. That'd be unfair on the visually impaired.
Yeah, possibly.
They think it's all over. You know, not everyone can think for themselves like that. So, yeah, it's all a bit harsh.
Where's this going? Yeah.
He's got him, Richie Beno. That'd be someone's got someone. So that sort of idea. So I thought that's possibly why they didn't do ESPN. And then, I don't know if you saw the River Plate game. Did you see that match?
No, who was that? Who were they playing?
They were playing the World...
The season was over.
No.
Oh, you mean in the World Club
Championships. After all the kerfuffle, all that business and getting there,
they
went out to a little-known team, Al Ain of the UAE. I had to look them up.
Really?
So, of course, all the Boca fans are gloating because they were sort of absolutely assuming they'd play Real Madrid in the final.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course they didn't.
It just struck me, shouldn't Tim Vickery be on today? I'm looking at the producer. Have you completely forgotten it's Wednesday? That's what Christmas does to you.
That's what I said to you before the show.
Yeah, where's Tim Vickery?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Yeah. He will be on. We'll find some room for him. We'll find a home for him.
If you take Al Ain, if you take away the hyphen, it basically spells Alan. And I was thinking, if they were like the Corinthian Casuals, they'd only have players called Alan. We could have the whole Allen family. Clive, Martin, Bradley, Joe Allen, Alan Mullery.
Alan Brazil?
Alan Brazil, why not?
Yeah, a team of only players called Alan. That sounds like a good idea.
That's a good idea. So, we'll hear from Tim about that, but it's an incredibly strange result.
It was very, very odd. And just going back to the reporting of Manchester United and the change of manager, it does seem, there's two scores. There's Manchester United fans saying, we'd love Maurizio Pochettino. Others saying, he's never won a cup. You know, he's never won anything, so he's not good enough for us. And I'm just thinking that he better hurry up and maybe potentially beat Burton Albion on penalties at Wembley, because that's clearly the mark of whether you're a terrible manager and you're a great manager. Winning the League Cup on penalties potentially against Burton Albion is the mark of whether you're good
winning,
or whether you're rubbish.
Winning stuff is relevant. It depends, if you're Pep and Jose and you get into clubs where, they're used to winning stuff, that's fine. But what he's done at Tottenham, it takes time to build up to that level, and they're getting to semi-finals. And we all know how it works, and you do feel, I certainly think Spurs will win something sooner rather than later. But I was thinking about Jose, his next job. What he needs is a young... A lot of people said the game's passed him by a bit. Mm. So I think he needs a younger coach alongside him, like AVB. I was thinking they could be like Gerard Houllier and Roy Evans.
You think?
Well, it could work.
Yeah, it would be always good to see AVB back in football in this country, isn't it? Yeah. With his fine track record.
And we were thinking about managerial duets, weren't we, in the...
Well, it
duos.
Just struck me, we're going to be chatting to a guest later on that had Andy punning on Daryl Hall and John Oates. And it did strike me that they sounded like, I've just picked this at random, like Runcorn, for example, would go on a good cup run. And they'd say, Andy and I'd say, but we'll be, much like the Cowleys, we'll be chatting later on to the Runcorn management team of Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yeah.
Why not? It could be, couldn't it?
Could be.
You've got any other rock and roll pairings that sound like, what do they sound like to you? Think of some great double acts from the world of music. And what would their role be? At what level of football, if you want to join
Seals
in?
Seals and Crofts. Len Seals and Gary Croft.
I think you've got to go with the original first names. You've got to actually go with the first
name. I don't know what
name.
Their original names were.
Oh, well, you're going to have to look. This is the trouble, isn't it? Lennon and McCartney, I think you could probably get that
probably
one.
Well done to Burton as well, Nigel Clough. What a great performance that was. Tremendous.
It was fantastic, wasn't it? Well done to them,
So, did you see the penalty shootout?
Oh, I did, yeah. Wasn't the greatest set of penalties, were they?
No, not at all. They were really terrible. But Muric, do you see that when he made himself look so big and he was clapping? He was like an oversized Bruce Grobbelaar. It was incredible.
I thought the De Bruyne goal was fantastic, wasn't it? A good way to mark your return, wasn't it? Great hit.
He's a wonderful player, no question.
So we'll have a good look at the games this evening. Arsenal versus Spurs, Chelsea versus Bournemouth a little bit later on in the show. We are going to reflect on a wasted opportunity for Leicester. We spoke to Jeff Peters the other day, and I think the natives are getting a little bit restless around Claude Puel and just basically throwing away the...
They
played well, and they went to a penalty shootout with City, so it's not a complete disaster, but they are out. And so you're maintaining with a stronger side, they could have got that done in 90 minutes.
And I always think that when you if you don't win your next game, that looks really poor. If they beat Chelsea on Saturday, then people will be able to say, he was right to rest the players. That was a good thing to do.
Also, it's not just about Saturday. It's about, have you seen the Christmas programme? Most teams are playing every 2 days.
No, I know. It's ludicrous.
So, you can't keep putting out your strongest side.
But you've got to, if you're going to rest players, why not rest players in certain games? Why not? A chance to, you're in the quarterfinal, you've got a chance to get to the semi-final.
The Premier League have done it again. They have found themselves in that situation where, obviously there is a sort of clamour to show lots of games over Christmas with a captive audience.
They've got
on
that
TV.
Fourth game this year.
That fourth game, and I'll never forget a game between Spurs and Manchester United at White Lane. It was the fourth game, and it was garbage. There were so many bad games that day. Because the players they couldn't get themselves up for it again.
It's Liverpool City, or City-Liverpool.
That's always the danger.
I think it's such a shame.
What could be a great feature match, you might get two flogged sides by the end.
I think that's a disappointing
game.
Excuse it a bit, I think.
Always one game too many. And, of course, we've seen them cut back. They've gone early, haven't they, on the old round of 16, the fifth round of the FA Cup. They've decided with so many teams in Europe, six sides in Europe, in Europa League and Champions League, they've cut that back.
Oops, yeah, that makes sense, I think.
To no extra time or replays. Actually, it might be extra time, but certainly no replays anyway.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
If you could see me now, if you could see me now, hope that I'm making you proud. I Hope that I'm making you proud. I hope that I'm making you proud, proud.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. That's Shipyards by the Lake Poets. And
nice, isn't it?
Yeah, if you've been watching Sunderland Till I Die, you'll recognise that as the opening theme. And it's a great little story, I think, of how it came about. So the Lake Poets, the performance name of Martin Longstaff, who joins us now. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Paul.
Yeah. How old is the song? When did you write the song? Has it been around a while?
Yeah, so it was released in 2015, at the end of 2015, on an album I made. But I wrote it in about 2012, and it's, you know, story I've told a few times. It's about my granddad, who was a shipyard worker, loved the club. 1973 Cup final win was his best day of his life. And I wrote it for every kind of person who'd been in that situation in the north and across the country. And I admired him a lot. So it's really, really nice story that it's on the documentary, and I'm chuffed.
And how did the guys from Fallwell kind of get into, was it something you pitched for, or they just came to you?
No, a really nice story actually. They got in touch with me completely out of the blue. I thought they were taking the mick, you know, sometimes you get these things, the lads wind up. But it was, love the song, think it fits the documentary brilliantly. I was assuming it was just going to be a piece of incidental music in the background, but then it was the theme tune. So I
that's great. And they, of course, they love the club too, as you all know, and so it's a natural fit really, isn't it?
Exactly, man. A great bunch of people. I'm lucky enough to be involved with them now. I've been talking them all week, and obviously since June via email. And they love the club as much as me and all my mates do. So it's a class thing to be a part of.
The opening titles are fantastic as well. I mean, the music works so well, but the titles are excellent, aren't they?
I was chuffed. Great bunch of people down in London called Alchemy, and they did the graphics. I'd been sent over them in July, and I had to fit the music around, so we did a new version. And obviously, when I first saw those images, they're very ingrained into my heart and everybody on Wearside, and it was just beautiful.
It seems it's gone down pretty well, because we were saying the guys came in last week, Soups and Ben last week. We were chatting about the documentary, and it's different from the one that they did with Reedy all those years ago. We were talking to Mickey Gray about it when he was in the other day as well.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it's a different sort of thing. It's kind of a much about the community and the city as it is, and it's the club's place in the community, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge part of our city. We're a massive footballing town, massive footballing city. You know, we're still getting 40,000 people, 35,000 people, and we're in League One. It's massively in people's hearts, and it's something we all believe in. So to have this documentary to show us as a bunch of people who are passionate, caring, will love what we love. It's some, you know, sometimes the town and the city and the club get talked down. So it's just a really positive experience, because we're all good up here in the North One, and it's great to be recognised.
Yeah, it's good. I love the stadium, right? It's a great stadium. And I'm reading about you. This may, you can confirm this or not. It says that there have been calls for you to perform the song on the pitch when Sunderland take on Bradford City at the Stadium of Light on Boxing Day. So can you reveal whether that's going to happen, or is that a secret still?
It's a bit of a secret at the minute, but I'm definitely going to be there. That's what I can say.
Okay.
Well, that'll be a buzz, won't it? Playing on the pitch. Should it happen? Yeah.
Well, you can imagine. It's been a dream of every young lad and every lass to play on the pitch at the Stadium of Light. Even Roker Park, that was my dream. So if I get to go on the pitch, it's a little lifetime achievement made.
Were you a decent footballer in your day? Did you play a bit?
I did. I played in the Russell Foster League, which people from Wearside will know. I was a striker, played for Ashbrook.
Right.
And I got man of the match a few times, but I had to cut my career short because everybody got massive and asked to do the same height, and they used to kick us up a height.
have you ever watched the 73 final and the highlights or the full game or anything like that?
Yes, I mean, I've managed. It's part of our folklore, you know. We still talk about it. Everybody's got like 73 in their car registrations or in their Twitter handles. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, the cup in those days, it meant more than it does now.
Yeah.
You know, it was a huge thing,
just,
wasn't it?
Just wish I was alive, man. Like, I've heard the stories from my dad, I've heard the stories from my granddad. People were just, you know, bouncing off the ceiling. Yeah, Imagine that these days.
Of course, it was one of the greatest shocks of all time in football. Because within there, you think, oh, Leeds, Sunderland, fine, but Leeds were so dominant; they were so much favourites, and there had been giant killing before in cup competitions, but
not necessarily in the final.
No, not to go to a final and to beat, and especially with all the drama, Jim Montgomery's save and everything. It's still an amazing game. Watched some highlights back a little while ago, and it's a fantastic match.
Of course, man. We've still got, you know, every pub you're going, it's got pictures of Bobby Kerr on the wall holding the cup up and stuff like that. You never have to buy a pint ever again. That type of stuff, you know.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And Bob Stoke and all that, just the Mac and the tracksuit bottoms and the trilby running on the pitch.
That great statue outside the ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I mean. The lads meet before the game or after the game, and it's like, it's in the hearts of everybody on Wayside.
Yeah. So musically, how did that all come about, and did the sort of Lake Poets come about as a concept?
I was just a uni, and I was hating my life doing an English degree in Newcastle, funny enough, and I just saw this little title in a book. It said the Lake Poets, and I was like, I'm desperate to write some songs and be in a band. I didn't have a band, but this is how old it was. It was MySpace. I captured the domain.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And then eventually, over the years, you know, I've been going about 7 years now, and just got people together, played some gigs, and we've had a kind of little career. You know, we've been there. All over Europe, we've been to the States, and then this is just the cherry on the top of this 2018. To be honest with you,
I was reading somewhere sort of a bit of patronage from sort of Dave Stewart from Eurythmics.
Right, yes, yeah,
helped you out.
Yeah. Dave's a Macam, you know, he's from Sunderland. Hmm. Him and Annie met in town and went on to obviously conquer the world of pop in the 80s and then later. And he got in touch with us a couple of years ago. Said, do you want to write some songs together? Come to Nashville. I'm based there at the minute.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. All right. I'm in Nashville. Wrote a couple of tunes with him, and we just got on like a house on fire, so we decided to make an album. And he's been like a bit of a mentor and somebody I can ring and have a bit of chat with ever since. He's popped the sound.
Brilliant.
So what has this meant to you so far, Martin, would you say? I mean, you're probably a bit of notoriety up on Wearside, but I mean, has it opened a few doors, you think?
What I'm really taking from it all, which is like, as a songwriter primarily, is there's so many messages people have been sending us the last 3 or 4 days. It feels like 10 years, you know, like Monday seems like 10 years ago. Because I've just been getting so many messages and so many messages of support. People saying, this song reminds me of my grandfather or my dad or my family who worked extremely hard. You know, we had a lot of hard times in the Northeast. We got devastated with the industry decline. And people are just, it's making people happy. And at this time of year, as a songwriter, that fills me with so much just pride, essentially.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lovely.
Look, it's a brilliant documentary, but it's a tough watch if you're a Sunderland fan, because it's a bit like watching Titanic, well, literally from your point of view, because you know you are going to hit that iceberg, aren't you? You know it's happening.
We all know what happened, but we, you know, put it this way, there's people watching it who don't give a nick about football. Like my wife, not really bothered about football. She watched the entire thing absolutely rapt.
Yeah.
Because it's such a well-made documentary. It's got that kind of captivating way to it. Sounds
I think amazing. That's right. Ben was saying that last week. You know, if it's on Netflix, it's global. It's you know, everybody's going to see it, and you're going to want people to watch it. It's got to have a life beyond football, and it certainly does. So, and they're doing a second series.
Fingers crossed.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a happier one. The way things are going at the moment, isn't it?
I think so. We've got a brilliant chairman. We've got a great team now. I'm lucky enough. I'm going to meet them in a couple of days' time. It's just onwards and upwards, and you know, all I really want to see. Because I want to see us beat the Mags again, like, so we're going to get in the same league as them.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Nice one, Martin. Good to talk to you. Continued success.
Thank you very much.
It's a great song, and we wish you well. Thanks very much.
See you, fellas. Goodbye.
There we are. It's Martin Longstaff there from the Lake Poets.
Nice story.
Yeah, and go and check it out. If you haven't seen Sunderland Till I Die, it's there on Netflix. And you do end up binge watching. It's very, very good. Highly recommended.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Our producer's just come in, and on the old monitors in front of us, we've got all manner of different sports that are on today on our screens and news. And his eye has been taken by BT Sport and its coverage of the powerboat racing from the UAE. And he said, I've got a new favourite. He's a talking thing. I've got a new favourite sport. It's absolutely fantastic. He's getting right behind Team Abu Dhabi, and he's a right glory hunter because it looks like they're going to win it.
What about Team Gary Owl? You're not going with them?
No.
Sunk.
But, it's taking place. It's the Grand Prix of Sharjah. Prince is loving it. Prince has been watching it because it's in Sharjah.
It's a strange sport, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but he loves it.
I know.
He's into it. We're going to have to buy him a powerboat for Christmas.
Dull. You can't really see the drivers. I don't know. So it's all right.
If you're on Bullseye in Abu Dhabi, you win a powerboat.
Yeah, of course
Keezy presents it. It's fantastic. Well, you could have won. And he wheels it on. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yes.
The World Pie Eating Championships in Wigan yesterday. And we always report on it for you. And it was quite controversial this year. There's changes in the filling of the pies.
Yeah.
Tony Callans always joins us from Harry's Bar in Wigan. Hi, Tony.
Afternoon, are you all right?
Yeah, nice annual chat. It's like Simon Cowell on a jet ski. For me, it means Christmas is just around the corner when we speak to you. So, you turned a chicken, didn't you, in the pies?
We have. I mean, we was concerned this year because we had a time at Wigan, and obviously the United Nations have been saying about all the greenhouse gases and all the flatulence from cows.
Yeah.
So... and of course, in a recent darts tournament, there's a little bit of
flatus
going on. So, so I was very, very concerned. So we thought we'd do our bit for society, and we decided to change it into a chicken and carrot and sage pie.
Okay. I think that's
quite savoury.
Well, I do think to myself that, you know, maybe after a couple of pints in Harry's, that would have a very similar effect to whatever other pies you had, wouldn't it? Or did you find not?
We didn't find it had that effect yesterday. I mean, normally it's a meat potato pie, and yesterday it didn't have that effect. The problem was yesterday was it was just chaos because we had women entering the competition, which doesn't normally happen, and of course they had lubricants on, they had the lipstick on, so I had to get them to remove all the lipstick before they could enter the competition.
Really?
They weren't happy bunny rabbits about it.
No, oh wow.
The pies we had, unfortunately, all started when they got them in hand. They had like a white wine sauce, and so the pies were dropping everywhere. So it was just absolute chaos.
Yeah, because normally a chicken pie does have a creamy.
It's
white
a bit runnier,
sauce.
Isn't it? Yeah, consistency.
And also, you've got a bone problem because you can get some bones.
Well, chicken bone.
You can. It could
I'm
be
not from.
Meticulous.
Were you meticulous? Yeah, you'd have to be.
No, they want to nail the pubs, and we made sure there was no bones in.
Yeah.
Bite-sized chicken.
Oh, good.
Nice.
So. How many contestants did you have this time?
We had 32 contestants, but we had a problem yesterday. In the 32 contestants, we had two got the identical time in the competition, which was, when you hear this time, you won't believe it. 14.6 seconds to eat a pie.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is quick.
What's the technique? Because in the world of kind of hot dog eating, some of the stars of it, they have a kind of, they wet the buns, they fold the buns, and they eat the kind of franks in a sort of completely different way, just sort of break. So what's the technique for eating a pie that quickly? What do you do?
We don't allow any water, any lubricants or cough mixtures in the competition.
Right.
It's a case of getting the pie, and what they tend to do is break it in half, throw half in the gob, start eating it and swallow it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So that's the only technique. The problem yesterday, because we had the two lads who drew equally, I had to do a pie-off.
Wow.
So we had a pie-off, And obviously, the lad who won it, Martin Appleton Clerk, it's the fifth time he's won it, or he's won five world champions. And it was 19.5 seconds because it's always more difficult to eat the second pie.
Of course it is.
Pie.
Yeah, of course. Yes, but he shattered his previous record, didn't he? Because, I mean, I'm looking here, in 2015, he was 38.2 seconds. I don't know if that was due to the sort of heavier meat content.
That was with the meat and potatoes, so this is with the chicken and carrot. Yeah. And sage.
So won't there be an asterisk?
It's got to be a new set of times.
Won't there be an asterisk against? It's a bit like, you know, you're changing the rules. There may be people crying foul.
Well, it's my competition. I'm the pie master, so I like changing the rules. You know, and it's good fun.
It's true.
There's some big burly lads who had some 20 stone lads. The real athletes, these guys, training every day for this competition. They get unhappy. You know, when you change things, change the rules, they don't like it.
It's true. It's very. I mean, as you say, Martin Appleton Clare's got a great record in the competition. But in the Daily Star today, they called him Martin Apple Clare. They left like Martin Apple Pie or something.
Martin Apple Clare.
They left off
his
the
nickname,
Tom, which was a bit strange.
Yeah. Did you have a ladies' champion as well, Tony, or was it?
We didn't. No, I mean, I'll tell you, the ladies who entered. I mean, they were from out of town. They were from near Manchester.
Oh wow. The metropolis.
They were on a day out. I mean, they all come to Wigan for a day out now for this pie eating. So it brings a great deal of cash into the economy, which is great. Yeah. But we didn't have a winner of the ladies. I mean, they were eating them as well as always, humble pie.
What's the? Can you remember the slowest time? Does anybody just come along for a free pie? Do you have some contestants
that's a problem. Yeah. We get people walking in for a free lunch. So that's, you know, a problem. They come along and they just eat pies, and you get them when they're around the table. It's such chaos. It's all been done with it within a minute. They're pinching pies off the table, and it's unbelievable. We don't mind because it's near Christmas.
There's a lovely video online here. I think it's part of Wigan Today. That's right.
Yeah.
And when the lads get stuck in, they tear into the pies.
You're against the clock, Andy.
Pastry man everywhere. It's fantastic.
You can't sort of sit there delicately chomping a little bit.
We don't do anything delicately. It's all, you know, it's, hey, lads, get that pie and get it eaten. And it's fantastic. And, you know, the fun we have doing it is just absolutely wonderful.
Brilliant. Well, we'll catch up with you next year, Tony. Another successful tournament is over, so you can relax now. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you. One day you might join us and enter the competition yourselves.
We should have to come.
Let us know about it and see if we can come
we
and do a
do
show,
a show from there. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Take care. Have a great Christmas.
Oh, and you, Tony. All the best. There we are. Tony Callan there from Harry's Bar.
It's got to be a World Cup of pie eating. You know,
well, that is it. That's the
World Championship. World Championships, but like a kind of World Cup involving, you know...
What, the world?
Well, you have a tournament, like you go to another country and you have a whole...
Where are you getting all this money from?
I don't know.
Who's going to underwrite it?
Well, I'm fully
you're
prepared.
You're going to have to get one of the big pie companies, local one. Is it Pimlet's the big one up there, up in that part of the world?
It would be in their interest.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
I remember once I went to St Helens and there was the bakers there, and they had the Pimlet's pie carousel, and it would go round.
Oh, nice!
It was quite mesmerising.
I
was there for about 10 minutes. I was in a trance.
Yeah, nice.
Excuse me.
A bit of pie caught in your throat.
A little bit of pie caught in my throat. There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We are back tomorrow with two pigeon detectives. So if you've had a pigeon kidnapped or worse, maybe they can help. No, of course not. They are indeed a band, Andy.
Oh.
Andy's face. He's thinking. Who? Yeah, they,
I,
they've been
I thought
in
it
before.
Was some TV show where blokes go round and
looking for pigeons.
Pigeons in your loft.
In your loft or something. Yeah, there's a lot of guano suddenly in your gutters. No, they're a band. They're lovely lads. They love their football.
I'm sure I remember.
And they'll be with us in the studio tomorrow. So until then, I love the fact you thought that was real. What channel is it on? Oh, it's on Discovery. Andy was going to go home and watch it tonight. We'll see you tomorrow from 1.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.